so much of our culture, for good or bad, is based on the technology around us. So, of course, art will also be based on that technology as well. Once any art is cast into a releasable form, it can be mutated and recast into another's eyes. A mustache on the Mona Lisa, cutting up books, colorizing films. Really, any and all formats are subjectable. Perhaps art that must not change shouldn't exist, or can at least be cast into a final form. The presentation of the art and music of the world have created such an item into our society's sense of time. It makes it
St. Petersburg, in a venue that held 9,000 people and 19,000 people showed up. Dave, how do you, as you talk to people there, how do you think they have heard your music over the years? Just through bootlegs, or do you actually get some airplay in Russia?
You know what? That's a good question. I think it's bootlegs, you know, mostly. I mean, our records haven't been released here, but it seems that we're pretty popular here. And I don't know if it's like, you know, I don't know if it's like anybody that comes over here from like the so-called Western world is very popular, but yeah, we're kind of like having meetings at the hotel, we can't get out.
That would be really impressive, but they did the same thing to Billy Joel. Also, really, so the fans there are so crazy. You can't even leave your hotel. You got the security everywhere. She's nuts.
You know what? I think they're just like really happy to kind of see
what's going on.
You know, kind of see what's going on. You know, some very good rock and roll.
Hey, now, do you notice that the fans are singing along with your songs at all, or do they even?
No, they're not. You know what? It's just strange that it's weird. They kind of know the words, and I can see that they're singing along and know the words, but they don't speak any English. It's strange. And I think they're just the audience. It couldn't have been really it's a very good practice to kick off our tour, because the fans have been very good. We could have got a better reception. I mean, we made a few cartoons on the first edition, and you know, kind of warming up to it, and a few like it just to the stage. But they didn't think of mine.
And how do you find being back on stage? You having just a great time?
Yeah, I spent all night on the phone, like, finding that one.
It seemed to have paid off. And then Weird Al was number two, but at least you guys were firmly entrenched in number one. So the American...
numbers in California. Right. Well, it's kind of like an extension from the stuff that we were working on with IT. When I say that, I mean, we work with the same kind of team in the studio and produced it. And I'd say it kind of like it's a soulful sounding track. I enjoyed like singing it and stuff, and the song's more kind of again like a recap of kind of the lyrically it's like thinking about losing yourself within a relationship or whatever you want to lose yourself in, and it's very kind of feel kind of comfortable with yourself, and I don't know, I kind of don't feel like that anymore. I'm quite at peace with myself, and it feels really good. For the first time in a long time, feel kind of like the opposite of really what that song's singing about. So once again, I kind of got the opportunity to recap on how I felt about myself for quite some time, and figure it out and kind of look at my own self and get ready. You know what? Not really, no. There was this woman at a group the other day that was walking down the corridor, and she had the biggest guitar gathered on there.
Okay, well, that's something to definitely avoid. All right, you want to wait till you get to Finland, then. I understand it's a better pick as you did.
Great.
Potatoes are very good.
You know we love you, and we always love having you on the show. It's a real pleasure to talk to you again. We're delighted how well things are going. Sounds like a great gig. What do you do in Russia all day long to waste time on?
Mary, you'll get to wait for your show.
There's a mystery that we're in at the moment. It's beautiful. It's like, you know, they went out and there's a big kind of like sightseeing trip place. So we've done the whole like tour.
There's
around everywhere by like trees and stuff like that.
Right.
There's a lot of shit going down here at the moment. And,
yeah, no kidding. You're getting ready to overthrow the government, Dave. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad to be quite honest. It's a bit weird like that. The energy is kind of like what I'm looking forward to getting to Switzerland.
Hey, if you're that popular, though, in Russia, maybe you play your cards right. You're the new president of Russia.
Yeah,
Dave Gahan.
Thanks for carving out some time for us. You know, we enjoyed it.
All right, guys.
See you soon.
Easy.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.